from inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. New Mexico restaurant owners will challenge the governor's health orders to ban indoor dining before the New Mexico Supreme Court today. Carol Wright, CEO of the New Mexico Restaurants Association, hopes that the justices...
What we believe they should do is remand this back to the district court so that we can develop the evidence that is needed. Basically, we don't believe the governor has data to show indoor dining should have been closed. 47 other states are open for indoor dining.
Wright added that...
We have data to show that actually there were fewer cases of COVID-positive employees when restaurants were open than there have been since.
In the city of Lovington, some restaurants have closed, and they may not reopen. Lovington Mayor Dave Trujillo hopes that the Supreme Court will do the right thing.
Well, I hope it's in favor of the restaurants. This should have never happened since day one. They should have never closed the restaurants. Maybe the first 10 days of the pandemic, just to educate the restaurants on how to handle this pandemic. Other than that, they should have opened up at 50% and remain open up to this day at 50% until we felt more comfortable to move further ahead.
The association believes that Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's public health orders have been an abuse of power. The hearing is set for 1:30 this afternoon and will be live streamed by New Mexico PBS on its YouTube page. City of Roswell leaders are in negotiation with American Airlines on a deal that will allow uninterrupted commercial passenger service out of Roswell. The key part of the proposal is to work on a revenue guarantee that could be acceptable to American. American Airlines announced last week that it will be suspending service from Roswell to Dallas beginning in early October through early November. The proposal to American Airlines could be a long shot, as the company announced that it will cut more than 40,000 jobs, including 19,000 through furloughs and layoffs in October, as it struggles with a sharp downturn in travel because of the pandemic. Trevor Rogers of Carlsbad made his Major League Baseball debut Tuesday night in the second game of a doubleheader against the New York Mets, and what a performance it was. Rogers was the 13th overall pick in the 2017 Major League Baseball draft. And on Tuesday night, he struck out six batters in four scoreless innings of work as Miami won 3-0 over the New York Mets. A Major League Baseball star has been born. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.